think about this for a second. You are about to spend the next 8 hours locked in a static rectangle with a biological furnace that weighs 50 pounds more than you.
Oh, yeah.
And it radiates 98 degrees of heat and, you know, twitches every 20 minutes. When you really think about it, sharing a bed isn't romantic at all.
No, not even a little. Physically speaking, it is a nightly battle for survival.
It really is.
It absolutely is a biological clash. I mean, you have two entirely different human bodies with different masses, different thermal outputs, and completely different structural recovery needs.
Right.
And they're all forced to compromise on a single unchanging surface.
Right. And if you're listening to this deep dive right now and your shoulder is aching from the way you slept last night, or maybe you're holding a grudge because your partner woke you up at 3 a.m. just by rolling over, well, this is exactly why.
Yeah, that resentment is real.
It is. Sleeping on the wrong mattress with a partner isn't just mildly annoying. It leads to chronic pain, ruining mornings, and literal friction in a relationship. But today, we are going to decode the highly engineered, genuinely fascinating world of modern mattress science. Our mission today is to figure out how two completely incompatible sleepers can actually share a bed without sacrificing their own health.
Which is so important.
It is. We are pulling all our insights today from The Essential Guide to the Best Mattresses for Couples, published by Mattress Advisory.
And it's an incredibly practical resource because it moves us far away from the old method of, you know, just walking into a showroom and guessing.
Right, the awkward 5-second test.
Exactly. The sheer volume of material science and sleep technology available today means a tailored solution actually exists for almost every couple. But finding it requires understanding the actual physics of sleep.
Not just lying down under fluorescent lights and hoping for the best.
Precisely.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because before we even look at the specific engineering of these modern beds, we have to understand the fundamental physical challenge of two bodies occupying the same
The
space.
baseline physics, yeah.
Right. And the source material points out that weight and sleep position are the absolute baseline factors.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't solve for those, nothing else really matters.
That is the foundation. When you look at how human weight impacts a mattress, it just comes down to pure physics. Heavier sleepers require high-density foam and reinforced coils.
They need that pushback.
Exactly. If they don't have that structural pushback, their heavier areas, like the hips and shoulders, they sink far too deeply into the material.
Which sounds painful.
Oh, it is. This essentially folds the spine like a taco.
Yikes.
Right. Which not only causes immediate pain, but actively breaks down the cellular structure of the mattress foam faster. But on the flip side, lighter sleepers need much softer, more highly responsive top layers.
So if a bed is built purely to support a heavy person.
Then a lighter person won't sink in at all. They will basically be sleeping on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which means absolutely zero pressure relief for their joints.
And then gets like infinitely more complicated when you throw sleep positions into the mix.
Right, completely.
Because if you're a side sleeper, all of your body weight is balanced on the narrowest points of your skeletal structure, your shoulders and your hips. You need deep cushioning to absorb those pressure points.
Right, you need give.
But if you're a back sleeper, you need dedicated, firm spinal support so your lumbar region doesn't sag. And stomach sleepers, well, they're a whole different story.
Stomach sleeping is notoriously tough on the body. If a stomach sleeper is on a bed that is too soft, their heavier midsection bows downwards into the mattress.
Like a hammock effect.
Yeah, exactly like a hammock. When that happens, the pelvis tilts forward and the lower lumbar spine arches unnaturally, compressing the L4 and L5 disc.
That sounds awful.
If you subject your spine to 8 hours of that compression, I mean, you are going to wake up in absolute agony.
Wait, back up for a second. So imagine a standard one-size-fits-all mattress trying to accommodate a heavy stomach sleeper on the left side and a lightweight side sleeper on the right.
It's a structural nightmare.
It is literally like a seesaw trying to balance an elephant in a feather. How can a single surface possibly reconcile this? Doesn't memory foam just, you know, naturally contour to whatever is on it?
What's fascinating here is how modern engineering has completely reimagined what a mattress core actually looks like. It's no longer about finding a mediocre compromise where both people just silently suffer.
Thank goodness.
Right. The equalizer here is a concept called zone support, which is utilized within hybrid constructions. We have to completely abandon the outdated idea of a bed just being a giant uniform spun.
Or a basic box of interconnected wire springs.
Exactly.
So a standard memory foam bed is essentially just a giant sponge that compresses uniformly under weight.
Yes, and that uniform compression is exactly the problem for couples. In a highly engineered hybrid mattress with zone support, the internal core isn't the same from top to bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the manufacturer meticulously places different gauges or thicknesses of steel coils and different densities of foam in very specific anatomical areas.
Okay, so it's customized within the bed itself.
Exactly. So the middle third of the mattress, where human beings carry the vast majority of their pelvic weight, features much firmer, highly resistant materials.
Which keeps the heavy stomach sleeper's hips perfectly elevated.
You got it. But the zones near the head and feet have significantly more give, allowing the lightweight side sleeper's shoulder to sink in just enough to relieve joint pressure without throwing their spine out of alignment.
So you are essentially getting customized variable resistance based on exactly where the pressure is applied.
Precisely.
Okay, so we've engineered a bed that perfectly balances an elephant and a feather statically. But what happens when the elephant rolls over?
That's the real test.
Right, because balancing static, resting weight is one thing, but absorbing kinetic energy is an entirely different beast. Which brings us to the immediate next problem for couples. Bodies move. People toss, they turn, they get up for a glass of water.
And motion transfer is consistently ranked as the number one cause of sleep disruption for couples.
I believe it.
If your partner rolls over and the kinetic energy travels across the bed, your brain is going to pull you out of restorative deep sleep to process that movement, even if you don't fully open your eyes.
Which is why you wake up exhausted and you have no idea why.
Exactly.
The source material spotlights a few heavy hitters that specifically engineer away this problem, starting with the Helix Dusk Luxe, which they actually rank as the overall best mattress for couples.
It's a fantastic hybrid.
Yeah, this bed features up to 1,000 individually wrapped zoned coils and a proprietary material called Duradense foam. It sits right in the middle with a medium feel, so about a 6 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
Which is a great sweet spot.
And the guide includes this incredible quote from a Reddit user, YouApplecats9, who said that after a few days of their body adjusting, their legs actually felt like they were floating.
That floating sensation is the absolute hallmark of a perfectly engineered hybrid system.
Really, just from the coils.
Yeah. The secret to trapping that kinetic energy lies in those 1,000 individually wrapped coils. In an old-school innerspring mattress, the metal coils are wired together in a massive continuous grid.
So it behaves exactly like a trampoline. If I jump on one side, you go launching into the air on the other side.
Precisely. But pocketed coils are completely independent. Imagine walking on a very dense grid of individual piano keys.
Okay, piano keys.
Right. If you press one key down, it doesn't pull down the keys right next to it,
Oh.
because each steel coil is encased in its own dedicated fabric pocket.
Ah, so one coil can compress entirely under the weight of a shoulder, while the coil immediately adjacent to it remains totally unbothered and still.
Exactly. Your partner can literally jump out of bed, and the kinetic energy is trapped locally within those specific pockets. It physically cannot ripple across the surface to you.
That piano key analogy makes perfect sense. And speaking of the physical structure, the guide talks extensively about edge support. Why is the perimeter of the bed so critical for couples? I feel like we spend all our time worrying about the middle of the mattress.
Well, edge support dictates the actual usable real estate of the mattress.
How so?
If a bed has weak collapsing edges, you instinctively roll toward the center to feel secure. Suddenly, your spacious queen-size bed functionally shrinks to the size of a twin because you both have to huddle in the middle to avoid sliding off.
Oh, right.
High-density edge casing ensures you can sleep right on the very precipice of the mattress, giving your partner maximum space.
Giving each other that buffer zone is critical. Now, the guide also highlights the Nola Evolution 15-inch as
Oh.
the absolute best for side sleeper couples.
That's a massive bed.
It is. It features Tri-Zone foam, a specialized air breath gusset, and it actually comes in three exact distinct firmness levels: plush, luxury firm, and firm. But I have to stop and push back here for a
Yeah.
second.
Okay, go ahead.
A 15-inch tall mattress is a massive skyscraper of a 15-inch profile actually necessary for sleep quality, or is that just marketing to make it look premium?
It sounds excessive, I know.
I mean, moving a 15-inch slab of dense foam and steel into a tight apartment bedroom sounds like trying to maneuver a bank vault up a flight of stairs.
It is a totally fair concern, and yes, it will be incredibly heavy to move, but I will fiercely defend the engineering here.
Okay, defend away.
That 15-inch profile isn't just for show. It serves a crucial mechanical purpose. Think of it as a vertical runway.
A vertical runway.
Yeah. When you are dealing with side sleepers, you have the absolute highest concentration of bodily pressure bearing down on the narrowest points of the skeleton. To prevent that pain, the hips and shoulders need a very deep, gradual descent into the mattress.
So they need the physical distance to sink before hitting a hard base layer.
Exactly. The 15 inches allows the engineers at NOLA to build a very thick, plush Euro topper and multiple targeted pressure relief layers on top without having to sacrifice the incredibly dense, supportive base coils at the bottom.
Got it.
If you demand a thinner mattress, something has to be removed. You either lose the plush comfort layers, which immediately causes shoulder impingement, or you lose the dense structural base.
Which ruins the motion isolation and causes the entire bed to sag under your collective weight.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay, I see. Yeah. You need the vertical runway for all those distinct layers to do their specific jobs before your hip physically bottoms out. So let's say you've got the structural support and the motion isolation figured out. You aren't waking up from your partner tossing and turning.
Right.
But what if that biological furnace we talked about earlier is running at maximum capacity? What if you wake up drenched in sweat or with an aching lower back? Because isolating movement means absolutely nothing if the bed traps heat like an oven or fundamentally ruins your posture.
Thermoregulation is a massive, highly disruptive friction point for couples. You often have a scenario where one person is freezing and the other is radiating heat. And traditional older generations of memory foam were historically notorious for absorbing and aggressively trapping that body heat right against the skin.
Right, they were basically giant thermal insulators. The source dives deep into how the industry is fixing this. They highlight the Bare Elite Hybrid specifically as the best for back pain.
A very solid choice.
This one has a 14-inch profile with a highly advanced 5-zone support coil system, copper-infused memory foam, and something called Cellient Fabric. They quote another Reddit user, Urgentis, who said, "Being back in my own bed is amazing after coming home from a vacation."
That's the ultimate test of a bed, isn't it?
Totally. Then for pure cooling power, they spotlight the Lisa Sapira Hybrid with its 6-layer design and ventilated premium foam. And for the best soft mattress, they point to the Puffy Lux.
The Puffy Lux is interesting.
Yeah, it features plush dual cloud foam and is actually officially endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association. A Reddit user named YouSweatyDrawing008 noted their favorite thing is simply how they don't wake up sore anymore.
The endorsement by the American Chiropractic Association for the Puffy Lux shouldn't be glossed over. They do not hand those out lightly for soft mattresses.
I imagine not.
It officially validates the engineering concept that a bed can feel incredibly soft on the surface while still maintaining strict clinical grade spinal alignment deep in the core.
Here's where it gets really interesting for me, though. The actual raw materials they're using to achieve this cooling. We aren't just talking about a silky fabric. We're talking about copper-infused memory foam and open-cell latex.
It's advanced material science.
It behaves almost exactly like a microscopic heatsink built directly into a computer to cool down a processor, but built for the human body. The open-cell foam actually has microscopic channels that allow trapped hot air to physically escape as your body weight compresses it.
Rather than just feeling cool to the touch for 5 minutes.
Exactly. It actively draws thermal energy away.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, temperature regulation isn't just about luxurious comfort. It is deeply biologically tied to physiological recovery.
How so?
When a human being falls asleep, our core body temperature naturally needs to drop by a degree or two to initiate and maintain deep sleep. If a mattress acts as an insulator and traps your radiant heat, it fundamentally fights that natural biological process.
Oh, wow.
It tricks your brain into thinking it's time to wake up, pulling you constantly out of restorative slow-wave sleep.
So the cooling technology isn't just a fancy perk, it's actually a biological necessity for a full sleep cycle.
Not only that, but for couples dealing with chronic joint pain or lower back issues, excess heat can actively exacerbate localized inflammation.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, the cooling technologies like the Glaciotex covers or the open-cell gel-infused foams, detailed in the guide, they act almost as a passive form of physical therapy. By rapidly dissipating the heat, they actively reduce local inflammation in the joints while you sleep.
That makes total sense.
The Cellient fabric on the Bare Elite Hybrid is particularly fascinating. It actually incorporates thermoreactive minerals woven directly into the yarn.
Wait, woven into the yarn?
Yes. These minerals absorb the ambient body heat you give off and convert it into infrared energy, which is then reflected back into the muscle tissue.
Kidding.
No, clinical studies show this specific infrared reflection temporarily improves local blood circulation and cellular oxygenation, meaning your tissues literally recover from microscopic damage faster while you rest.
That is genuinely mind-blowing. Your mattress is actively absorbing your body heat, converting it into infrared light, and using it to heal your inflamed back muscles while you sleep.
Pretty incredible.
But with all this incredibly advanced technology, the woven minerals, the copper heat sinks, the thousands of independent piano key coils, the final hurdle for any couple is the actual business side of things.
The logistics.
Right. How do you navigate the logistics of buying one of these premium beds without getting scammed, bringing toxic materials into your home, or making a wildly expensive mistake?
Well, the mattress industry has almost completely transformed with the direct-to-consumer bed-in-a-box model. It's incredibly convenient, but it also heavily requires the consumer to be much more educated about the chemical makeup and the logistical policies of what they're actually purchasing.
Which the guide covers in detail. It's very clear and strict about the necessity of safety certifications. They emphasize that you must look for the CertiCure U.S. certification, which guarantees the foams are made without ozone depleters, harmful flame retardants, or heavy metals.
Absolutely essential.
They also mention GreenGuard Gold, which ensures the entire bed meets rigorous standards for clean indoor air quality. And they specifically stress finding beds manufactured entirely without fiberglass, which, if it escapes the mattress cover, is an absolute respiratory nightmare to clean out of a bedroom.
Oh, it's a disaster.
But I noticed a very specific, slightly alarming caveat in the source material. They mentioned that the Helix Dusk Lux, despite all its premium materials and eco-friendly claims, has a 24 to 48 hour off-gassing period. Yeah. They explicitly mention a distinct chemical smell when you open it. Wait, doesn't that directly contradict the eco certifications? If it smells like a chemical factory, is that actually something you should be worried about breathing in?
This raises an important question, and it is easily one of the most common points of high anxiety for new buyers. No, it absolutely does not contradict the safety certifications, and it is not something to be alarmed by.
Okay.
You have to look at the shipping mechanics. When these massive hybrid mattresses are shipped from the factory, they are subjected to immense industrial pressure. They're compressed, vacuum sealed in thick plastic, and rolled tightly into a cardboard box.
Right, the classic modern delivery method.
Exactly. And during the actual manufacturing of the foam layers, the materials cure and naturally release what are called volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. Because the newly manufactured bed is almost immediately vacuum sealed, those harmless gases are physically trapped inside the plastic wrapping.
Ah, I see where this is going.
When you finally cut that plastic open in your bedroom, the mattress violently expands to its full size, and all of those trapped, accumulated gases are released into the room all at once. That's the intense new car smell or off-gassing you were experiencing.
Got it.
Because these specific beds carry the rigorous CertiPure US certification, it legally guarantees that those specific emissions are strictly regulated, entirely non-toxic, and safe to breathe. It just requires leaving the bed in a well-ventilated room with an open window for a day or two to let the trapped factory air fully dissipate.
That is extremely reassuring to hear. So you aren't actually breathing in aerosolized poison. You're just smelling concentrated, harmless trapped air from the manufacturing floor.
Precisely.
Now, the guide also heavily emphasizes the logistics of the trial period once the bed is set up. They explicitly state that finding a company offering a 90 to 120 night sleep trial is absolutely crucial.
100%.
Along with thoroughly understanding warranties that can range anywhere from 10 years to a full lifetime. But I have to ask, why so long? Why on earth do you need a full 4 months to figure out if you like a bed? Shouldn't you know if it's comfortable in a week?
Actually, no. And this is a truly critical piece of the puzzle that couples almost always get wrong.
Oh, really?
When you and your partner have been sleeping on a terrible, structurally failing, unsupportive mattress for several years, your bodies fundamentally adapt to that dysfunction.
Uh-huh.
Your muscles, your deep fascia tissue, your spinal alignment, they all slowly contort and form terrible postural habits just to try and find some semblance of comfort on a bad surface.
Oh, wow. So your actual physical anatomy becomes warped by your old sagging bed.
Precisely. Your muscles are essentially locked in a defensive, shortened state. When you finally introduce a highly engineered, properly supportive hybrid mattress like the Lisa Sapira or that NOLA Evolution we discussed, your body is going to aggressively resist it at first.
Because it's used to the bad posture.
Exactly. It feels entirely foreign and often deeply uncomfortable. Your muscles have to literally unlearn years of bad habits, stretch back out, and relax into proper anatomical alignment.
That makes a lot of sense.
Biologically speaking, that deep muscular realignment and fascial release can take anywhere from 3 to 6 solid weeks of nightly sleep. If you judge a new premium mattress after only 4 days, you are judging it while your muscular system is still actively fighting the structural correction.
Right.
That 120-night trial isn't a marketing gimmick. It is biologically necessary to give both partners the physical time needed to fully adapt to the new healthy support structure.
So what does this all mean? It means that finding the right mattress for you and your partner isn't about relying on magical thinking. And it certainly isn't about settling for a bed where you both just silently endure the pain.
Definitely not.
It's about accurately diagnosing your specific biological friction points. Are you dealing with trapped radiant heat? Are you constantly waking up from the kinetic energy of motion transfer? Do you have vastly different spinal support and firmness needs?
You have to know your exact needs.
Right. And once you identify the actual physical problem, you can leverage this incredibly advanced modern hybrid engineering, the zoned variable support, the copper-infused heat sinks, the thousands of pocketed piano key coils to actively solve it. You do not have to let the literal physics of sharing a bed ruin your mornings, destroy your posture, or cause friction in your relationship.
It's really about recognizing that sleep is not a passive state. It is a highly dynamic, incredibly active biological process of cellular recovery. And the tool you use for that recovery needs to be highly specialized and structurally sound.
Well said.
And that actually leaves me with a final provocative thought about where this entire industry is heading.
Ooh, all right, let's hear it.
We've spent this entire deep dive exploring just how highly specialized and incredibly layered these static, unchanging mattresses have become, with varying zones of resistance, specific open cell foam densities, and woven heat-converting minerals.
Right.
But given the rapid, explosive advancement in consumer technology, how far are we really from a near future where smart beds utilize artificial intelligence and real-time biometric sensors to dynamically alter their own firmness, contouring, and temperature second by second?
Wow.
Imagine a mattress that doesn't just passively support whatever weight you put on it, but actively learns your breathing patterns, reads your shifting joint pressure, and physically morphs to meet your combined biological needs as you and your partner shift positions throughout the night.
Now that is a wild, slightly sci-fi thought to fall asleep to. A bed that is literally shifting, cooling, and breathing with you in real time. Until that future arrives, we will gladly rely on the incredible engineering of these hybrids to keep the peace and align our spines. Thank you for taking this deep dive with us today. Rest easy, and we will catch you on the next one.